Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Project. Project Zero. Rishav here, another episode, Marathon 3, focused this series on moving out, packing up, all that stuff. Again, that's that introduction. Don't have to really do it, but slice of life as well, plus in real life, RL. Mishmash together to get this weird, it's a mixture of real life responsibilities and daily activities mixed in with imaginative, creative, more, you know, conceptual stuff you put together to create like a dual virtual and yet reality, virtual reality paradox. So that's kind of pun on words right there. All right, so physical items, we're covering a lot of, you know, real world stuff here. I said one of the biggest irritations was I didn't cover in the past, honestly, it's been a week. I thought we covered this in a week ago. Finally, the bed. And if I turn the camera to the side here, you can see at the very backdrop behind my shoulder on the bed, some stuff that's from the previous episode. Two episodes of taking care of all the cleaning bullshit. Stuff like toiletries, kitchenware, disposable utensils, sandals, stuff I had to do with home decor, like home, not home decor, but home cleaning and hygiene stuff. So over here now, we finally have this bed. So this is the collapsible Spa Sensations brand. You can see Spa Sensations folding guest bed with steel frames in France, in French. Et de point, lien avec cadre en acier. Okay, cadre en acier. And I kind of butchered the French, pretty sure, but this is dimensions down here. You can't really see it too well. Again, I put down the camera a little bit. You can see that there's some description, which I will try to read to you as much as I can. But dimensions 31 inch by 74 inch by 13 inch steel bed frame and 4 inch thick mattress. Now, this was at the time when I'm pretty sure into, you know, after post-pandemic, this probably would cost $250 to upwards of $300 after tax. Before that, though, that was when I was still working at the previous company. And at that time, I was also doing quite well. That was before the whole fiasco, unfortunately, happened I just can't believe I allowed myself to be abused. Like, that was just ridiculous. That was my fault as well for allowing that to happen. I won't let that happen again. But, you know, back then, this bed only cost $150 plus tax. Now it's probably doubled at least. So this thing here is roughly what? Let's see. In metric, it's about 1 meter in length, I think, and about 80 centimeters height. I'm going to figure out a way to carry this out, and I think I'm just going to tuck it on top of my shoulders. So I'm going to be walking out, probably looking kind of weird, but I already look weird anyway, so you can't tell I'm kind of dressed to leave right now and I have all this gear on. But when I go outdoors, I'm going to be basically chucking this on my shoulders and then moving this out, most likely on the next Monday, because today or tomorrow we have to move that storage crap. If we even have the time to do that, the library opens today at around 9. So you get a good bearing about what time it is right now for me. I don't think I'll be able to have enough time to go to storage, to my unit, and then come back to the library before 9. So that's what's going through my mind right now. Especially since once this video is done as well, I'm going to have to upload this over onto Patreon and YouTube and keep it as a draft. To once again, I mentioned this topic as well in the previous episode. I was going to go and work on this stuff, the project stuff related activities outdoors for the first time. I'm going to try that. So, you know, I don't know how this is going to pan out, but that's what the plan is. So if that's all going to happen, most likely I'll probably need the library more than the storage unit. So I might not go to storage today. Anyways, I usually don't like to go to storage. It's a little bit too late anyways. There's usually too many people. But yeah, this is the bed. You can see it's got a nice little, I didn't get rid of the branding thing here, but there's like paper. Here's a product description and stuff. 3 inches of super soft foam. You know, it's just marketing. Inch of thick fiber padding combined to make this a luxurious mattress. Well, it's not really that luxurious, guys. They throw the, they have the steps here, so it stores in its own carry bag. 1, 2, 3 steps. It's just a hookup. You can see what it looks like in here when it's all packaged. But what I can do is I can open it. And I can see it's kind of dusty because I haven't opened this in a while. And it's been sitting in the closet. The closet gets really dirty on the floor because I don't actually sweep. Okay, so we turn to the side on the edge. You can see two zippers here. If I pull it down, I open inside. I'm not gonna comment on what that kind of looked like, but inside. Okay, anyways, inside here is a folded mattress. Oh God. We're all adults here, right? It's okay. All right, so inside here we have this mattress here. And you see it's folded in half. Inside here is actually some plastic covering of the wrap for Mainstay brand pillows. And no, not just the pillows, there's also the blankets as well and the covers and the sheets. So I can tell there's also some plastic bags here from Styrofoam. Yeah, it's good to cover this. This really requires its own video. Inside here are a mixture of materials. Mostly it's a plastic wrap and cardboard packaging from the pillow and the blankets and stuff like that. And on the inside, we have Styrofoam and plastic bags here. Most of this stuff here is for, what it's used for is to layer on top of the bed frame. That's what I use to kind of keep it from being damaged. But it's actually for my workplace, some of these plastic bags from my previous workplace. And then again, there's the packaging from the pillow. So I've stuffed it inside here to say, you know, all this stuff is related to bedding, blankets, the covers, the sheets, the bed frame, as well as the bed mattress. And it's all sealed together. You can see that I didn't take out the plastic from the mattress. I wanted to keep it clean because we're not using it. And it's a very soft bed mattress, so it's not very good for your back at all. It's horrible for your back, actually. I would not suggest using this. You've got to get a real mattress. The mattress here is completely, utterly useless. It's total shit. Unless you're just going to go camp for a single day. So I'm going to put this down here. I'm going to zip it up. Place it down. I'm gonna pause the video so that you can see on the side, right, a comparison right now for the bed. So in 3, 2, 1, and alakazam. And there you have it. So the bed mattress is now back just like that inside the closet, ready to be removed probably on a weekday. Again, toss it onto my shoulders, just carry it like that. It's very easy. I don't want to hold it like this because it's very unergonomic, right? It's going to pull down on my shoulders. I already have a lot of weight when I go outdoors. So that's what I intend on doing. As you can tell, the cart's not going to be very useful for the bed mattress. It's way too big for the cart. And I just have to carry the cart with me as well. So that would be an extra item. So I'm not going to carry on the cart. I'm going to leave the cart here. I don't want to carry that along with me. Yeah, and again, I can't just lift it by the handles because if I do that, it's just going to be really taxing on me. I also don't want to dirty the bed. I don't ever want that to touch the sidewalk or the floor. So I'm going to carry it on my shoulders the entire time. Even when I board the bus, I'm just going to carry it on both hands, try to make it work. Okay. So the last thing, that's pretty much the entire thing we had to cover, but we do have to show the bed, of course. The highlight, of course, was the bed. Now, we're not going to move the bed. The bed's going to stay here, but we can move the mattress as well as all that stuff on the inside away to the storage. So here's what the bed kind of looks like. You can't see what it really looks like. As I mentioned, there's a mattress on top with Mainstay bed sheets. Those are from the plastic wrap that I just mentioned, you know, Mainstay is the brand. And then we have the covers, the sheets on top. Really though, this is on top of a frame, so if I were to move the camera all the way down, which I don't think is a good idea because this tends to disconnect, but I can show you just a little bit of the bottom. You might be able to see that, there you go, the peg, the legs of the bed frame right there. If I can move my finger, you see that? Just so slightly, there's a little bit of a stub, but basically the bed is not on the floor, the mattress, the bed is actually uplifted on the bed frame. That's what the bed frame is. That's what I'm using. I didn't mind paying $150 just to, for the most part, use the bed frame, because the bed frame is the most important part. It keeps me above and away from, you know, little critters like house centipedes and stuff like that, that keep trying to crawl up and stuff like that. That's happened so many times before. I recall this vivid memory, like when I was living in the previous household, I was renting it, and the landlord there was great, and unfortunately there were a lot of, again, there's no end to the drama from the people that I had to be, that was, I guess, living for most of my life. And we all had to move away because kind of bullshit between her and the landlord. Anyways, the point is, it was a really nice place, but you know, I was actually at that time sleeping on a mattress on the floor. And specifically one time I woke up, I was sitting up, I was having a conversation with my sibling, and this house centipede, about, you know, an inch and a half long, crawls up the wall around the bed and then scurries towards me, you know, really quickly, because house centipedes follow the shadow. So they follow your shadow because they try to stay away from the light. They're very shy little critters, but they chase after you because they chase after your shadow. And I remember just like jolting up, just so pissed off that once again I didn't have a bed frame. It's like, oh, I feel so pathetic and stuff like that for not just having my own shit, my own furniture, and being able to be free of minor nuisances and annoyances like that, and how free it felt to actually get something like a bed frame. Now the next level, of course, by a wide margin, is to have my own place. Anyways, that's that. So this is the bed we're talking about, and the bed frame, really. And of course, everything here stays. We're gonna be here for a bit of a while. I don't really know how long. I'm not gonna say. Even if I did know, I wouldn't tell. It had to be more of a surprise anyways. But that's that. The last thing I had to cover is just some garbage. So before, I didn't think I mentioned, this is actually three back-to-back episodes. The past two episodes plus this one are all recorded in the same session. Makes me quite late for today's activities. But I ate a banana here, and so just like I said in previous episode, if you look to the side here, we have all this stuff. My package is ready to go. Probably not going to bring to storage today, maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna be Sunday. The sandals and everything, all that crap. And then we'll, you know, kind of sort everything out there. And then we have this garbage here. So what I'm gonna do here is, you know, with all the paper towels and napkins and the cleaning, so I'm gonna take that garbage and the batteries even inside that are not supposed to be going to the garbage. I'm gonna take this stuff here, shoot, and place it inside this bag. And this is all garbage. Okay. Honestly, that could be composted, right? Well, not the batteries, but you get the idea. Yeah. Okay, so the batteries have fallen out. So this here will all be composted. I'll just throw it away, but and then the rest to recycling, or if we can find the toxic, I don't like that word anymore. Poisonous waste center. We can probably find a poisonous waste center for that way. Anyways, that's the bed, you know, inside the closet right there. I'm glad we're done. Fucking got it. Nice. Peace. Now I've got to go because I have like there's so much stuff I gotta do. We can talk about it. And also, just so much stuff. Anyways, same thing with you guys. We got a lot of stuff to do. All right, that's it. Again, IRL, SOF. You want to comment about, you know, your moving out, your bed, your mattress, all that crap. You can go ahead and just dump that in the comments and vent away. Or, you know, if you're happy about your home decor and you want to post a little photograph of what your house looks like, and you want to go into details and nitty gritty about how things certain looked, I would love to hear your stories, your comments, your, you know, whatever's your, feel free to share. All right. Can do that on a WordPress blog, can do that on, you know, the YouTube comments. Doesn't really matter. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys the next one. And the next development hopefully will be a little bit more chill. Peace out. And oh, positive thing, this is a really short video. It's like not really short, but it's shorter. This is my ideal time of 14-15 minutes. Peace.